Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. House drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Groth reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from House and he is out, Keen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Kaline. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. 1 out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertoia moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second, with Klaus covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keene strikes out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle pinch runs for Ray Boone. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tuttle trying to get to third. Pearsall throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Tuttle for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.